God bless you. God bless you. We are back again, amen, to talk about the goodness of God, amen, in the land of the living, amen. To the glory of God, we just want to talk about God's glory.
Amen.
Amen. His revealed goodness in the earth.
Yeah.
Praise God. And today, we are coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse number 6. A familiar scripture to many. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Well, you see that my wife and I are decked out America in our green t-shirts. Amen.
Yeah.
So it's the chosen generation. We just had our youth day, first youth day at our church, and it was a blessing.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The young people coming forward, and they were singing and dancing, leading praise and worship, reading scripture, and we were truly blessed by our grandson, Christian, who delivered the word.
Amen.
And you'll be blessed too, because I know it's going to be on the website. By the time you see this, Christian's message will already be on the website. So you need to check it out for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. So that
Amen.
You can be blessed. But all of it, all of it that we saw was the goodness of God on display.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. It was the goodness of God on display. And it was a part of what we see in the scripture.
Yeah.
It's a part of the training up of our children and of our young people. And God allowing us to see the fruit that it can bear, even in their youth, that He's at work in them. And that's His goodness being shown unto us. And it's a blessing to see that. And we were speaking a little while ago of how overall, I believe, as a body, that churches have to get better at allowing the young people to play a meaningful part in the service.
Amen.
And not relegating
That's
them
right.
to the side. And whether that means giving them, and I know other churches do this, let's praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a difference. And for those of you who go to churches who do that, you know what we're talking about, where the young people can get an opportunity to be a part of the mix.
Amen.
And Jesus says, suffer the children and let them come. And we have to allow children to come unto the Lord, but also to come forward and to be used.
Amen.
And the church can be a tremendous training ground in so many ways for the young people to demonstrate their talent, to get used to standing behind a microphone, to get used to standing before a crowd. It's a tremendous training ground to develop communication skills and everything else. And as they do it, you just see the goodness of God. And we just saw it today, and it really blessed our heart. And I believe it's something that, you know, more and more churches, a lot of them do it.
Yes.
But for those who don't, you know, we encourage you, see the goodness of God in your midst. You might be surprised at how much some of those young people are taking in as they receive the training.
Amen. Right? Praise God. Praise God. And it was such, you know, a blessing today just to watch the young people come forward and, you know, in service of the Lord. And a lot of times, and you know, some churches are sort of guilty of this. We have a tendency to leave the children, you know, sitting in the pews or sending them off someplace else, you know, when the word is being preached. And we have to let them, like you said, to come forward, because that's how they get trained in doing things. And it reveals God's goodness, you know, in them doing it. And that's the whole thing. It shows a trust in God. When you allow the child to come, because Jesus did say, let the children come to me. When you allow the child to come and be a part of the service, God can use that child just like he's using the adult. Mm-hmm. But that's how they get trained to do it. You know, so they come forward and you find out that what God has put in their mouth will bless you.
Amen.
You know, what God has allowed them to do in dance, you know, it will bless you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you release it to God, but it also, you know, it's good for them because it trains them.
Yeah.
And this time they do this and the next time they'll do something else. But it's all a part of the training. And it's all a part of God's goodness being revealed, you know, in the church.
I remember recently going to a church where there was a lot of ministry and dance. And it was all very good. But I found especially, you know, that I was especially touched when the young people were coming forward. And you see them, like, and recently we went to a church service as well where there was a lot of singing, a lot of ministering and song. And, you know, when you see the young people coming and singing out of sincere hearts and actually not going through the motions, but, you know, but they really are ministering, and whether it's in dance, whether it's in song, whether it's in music, it's just something, it's something different when you see the young people doing it. There's something so encouraging about that. Because so much negative is spoken about young people these days. And sometimes we're all guilty of it, of like, you know, just putting, you know, oh, these young people these days, you know. But you know what? God is doing a thing in our midst that we should not diminish, you know, with the young people. And it's a wonderful thing to see. And like we're saying, it's the goodness of God on display. And so it's just something so special about seeing young people. So when whether I go out and you see it, and that's why I know it's going, it's happening. And I believe God is saying, you know, more, more, more.
Amen.
Because even here, you know, I know some people have been surprised when we've had the young people, not because it's a youth day or anything else, but it's just a regular Sunday. And we have them, you know, read a scripture.
Read the scripture.
And we don't give them a scripture. It's up to them to have one. Or to do the benediction. And I know some people are kind of taken aback by that. Well, how are you going to have this young one? It's all about training.
Even the offering.
That's right.
Amen.
It's all about training. And you know, the good thing is God says we train up that child the way it should go. He allows us to see the fruit of that training along the way. But then he makes an even greater promise that when they're old,
they won't depart from it.
They won't depart from it. And so a legacy is being established. And that's just God's, you know, his grace and his mercy and his goodness being demonstrated, you know, both now and later.
Because, you know, God says train the child the way you go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. But that's a connection. You know, like, we train up a child now, the things that they should do, especially for God, you know. We may teach them, you know, the way to worship, you know, what God accepts, you know. We may teach those things, put a foundation for them. But it's in their heart, you know, so that even if they happen to leave the church, God can bring that back to them because they were trained. This is what they were taught, you know. So even with, you know, calling on the name of Jesus, if they remember, no, my mom told me when I got in trouble to call on the name of Jesus. So they find themselves out there in the street somewhere, God forbid. But if they do, they have that inside of them. I need to call on the name of Jesus. I'm in trouble. I need some help. This is all a part of the training, and it starts in the church. You know, it starts right here, just allowing them to be a part of the service. And I'm smiling because I'm just thinking about the children, the youth, and Christian, you know, delivering the word today. It just really blessed my soul. You just never know how God is going to use. You know, it's just a blessing to see.
You said something earlier that I think is important. You said it's about trusting God. And, you know, this is something that goes not just for children, but even when, you know, you're allowing other people in the church to come forward to minister their gift. It's a certain trust factor that's there in there as well. Sometimes because we know that brother so-and-so can teach and sister so-and-so can do this and, you know, brother so-and-so can do that. Then when we need those different things done, We just go to those who we know can do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, there's someone sitting in our midst who has a gift that could be used to bless. But, you know, there's a little anxiety maybe of allowing that person to come forward. But when we trust in the Lord, right? Listen, thank God that the Lord can make miracles of our messes and our mistakes.
Amen.
You know, so as long as we know that and we're trusting that our heart's in the right place and we're looking, you know, for the people to be blessed and for a person to have an opportunity to grow in their gifts, then we got to trust God that He'll move in that situation for the betterment of others. Now, have there been some disasters sometimes, some things that haven't gone right? Yeah, there have. But those are learning points for everybody, including for those of us who made the decision to allow that person to come up, because maybe we were overlooking something that we shouldn't have. But it is a trust factor, and I do believe, though, that, you know, if we trust God, and then, you know, we will feel more comfortable and confident to allow young people to come and be a meaningful part of the service. And you know, maybe that will keep them, you know, that much more connected to the ministry because they are part of it. Because, again, whenever you don't feel a part of something, you want to get away from that.
From it.
You know, but when you make them feel a part of it, then maybe we won't have these departures where you have to then down the road they come back.
Amen.
You know, there's a better testimony. They never left.
Yes. Praise God.
You know,
Praise the Lord.
And you know, so it's just you know, we look at this and you know, we're just overjoyed, really.
Amen.
You know, because of the goodness of God being revealed.
Amen.
And for what we sense in our spirit is the promise of greater things to come.
Yes.
And not just for us, but for, you know, for those of you in your ministries where the children are blessing you week after week, keep doing it. And for those of you who maybe aren't doing it or are not a part of that, find a way.
Yeah.
Seek the Lord and see how He can, you know, do these things, because it would be a blessing unto the entire body.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And, you know, the youth are in service, they're in church, and that's a good thing.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's just amazing to see that sometimes, you know, even though they might be sleeping or half asleep or doesn't seem like they're paying attention, but then you have them come up and they'll say something, and it would be something that was already said. So the word is getting in them. So they're still being trained because they're in church.
Amen.
They're still being trained, but if they're being allowed to be a part of the service, it's just so much better.
Amen.
You know, and it would bless you, and it may encourage an adult, you know.
No,
oh, look at this
question.
Child doing
no
this.
Question.
I can do that too.
Amen.
You know, it can be done.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
I'm
God.
Encouraged.
I am as well. Amen. And so we do bless God, amen, for His goodness, amen, being revealed through young people. And like I said, I know that there are other ministries who know this so much better than we do, because they've been doing it for a long, long time and have seen young people turn into adults and continue to minister the grace of God. And isn't that even that much more of a blessing? Amen.
Amen.
But it all starts with the goodness of God. Amen.
Praise God.
It starts with the goodness of God. He allows us to see the goodness of God as these things unfold, and then it ends with the goodness of God. Amen.
Amen.
God is good from beginning
to end. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, amen. So we praise God for it. Amen. And we praise God for you. Amen. And for all the things that are going on in your church and in your ministry and in your life.
Amen.
And just continue to believe that, as David said, you know, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes.
Continue to believe that you shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land in which you live.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we're believing that too. And let's believe it for our children as well. That they will be a source of joy and a revelation of God's goodness.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So listen, that's it for us for today.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Until next time, you continue to be encouraged.
Yeah.
And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
And remember that He loves you, and His love
never fails.
Amen.
down in his eyes.